And I want you to make yourself very comfortable, either sitting or lying, feet side by side, hands resting loosely on your lap. And just take a nice, slow, deep breath. And just begin to quieten your mind. That's right. That's good. Now take another deep breath. And this time, holding it for a mental count of three, before slowly exhaling all of the air from your body through your mouth. That's right. And if they're not already closed, perhaps you could allow your eyes to gently close and relax all those little tiny muscles around the eyes and your eye area. That's right. Okay, now I wonder if you can imagine a heaviness beginning to flow in, down into those toes. Just imagining a heavy, warm and comfortable feeling flowing in through the toes, into the feet. Filling the feet with that lovely, warm, comfortable feeling. And that warm, heavy, comfortable feeling can flow over the ankles and up now into the lower legs. Over the ankles and into the lower legs, filling the legs with that warm, heavy, comfortable feeling. That's good. And allow that feeling to flow up into the upper legs now until both of the legs feel as heavy as lead. Heavy, comfortable and so relaxed. Heavy, comfortable and relaxed. Now from the waist down, notice how heavy and relaxed the lower half of your body has become. So comfortable, so relaxed, so heavy. That's good. Now let's let the relaxing feeling just flow up into your stomach, into your chest, into your shoulders, and then down into your back. Just relaxing your stomach, your chest, your shoulders, and then your back. Let's go. Just letting go completely. Beginning to notice how comfortably relaxed your body has become. So comfortable and so relaxed, and relaxation spreading down the arms, from the top of the shoulders, all the way down to the fingertips, the upper arms, the elbows, the lower arms and the wrists, the hands and the fingers and thumbs. They all become so relaxed, so comfortable. And I wonder if you can relax the neck and throat now. If you need to swallow, that's fine. Just let your chin, your jaw, and your mouth relax. And then the nose and the eyes and the forehead. That's good. It's wonderful to be so relaxed. And it's quite perfect to be here right now. Tensions can just drop away. Your body knows how to relax. And you can relax without even trying. And I'm now going to count down the numbers from 10 down to 1. And with each and every descending number, you will go 10 times more deeply relaxed, 10 times more comfortable, 10 times deeply down now into that gentle hypnotic rest. So 1, 10 times more deeply relaxed, 10 times more comfortable, 10 times deeply into hypnosis. 2, 10 times more deeply relaxed, 10 times more comfortable, 10 times more deeply down into hypnosis. 3, 10 times more deeply relaxed, 10 times more comfortable, 10 times deeper down. 4, 10 times more deeply relaxed, 10 times more comfortable. 5, 10 times more deeply relaxed, 10 times more deeply comfortable, deeper down. 6, 10 times more deeply relaxed, 10 times more comfortable, 10 times deeper down. 7, more deeply relaxed now, 10 times more comfortable, 10 times deeper down. 8, 10 times more deeply relaxed, more comfortable, deeper down into gentle hypnotic rest. And 9, 10 times more deeply relaxed, 10 times deeper, 10 times more comfortable, and 10 times deeper down into hypnosis. You are now deeply relaxed and in the ideal state of mind for visualization. I want you to begin to imagine yourself now standing in front of a house. This can be your own house or a house that you used to live in. It can be a house that belongs to somebody else, or one that you've made up in your mind right now. And you are standing at the door of the house. The door opens and you walk into the house through a small hallway and into a room. This room is full of familiar things. Some of these things are your belongings. The room contains junk that you'd finished with long ago. Some of the junk may be stuff you thought you'd forgotten about. There may be toys that you used to play with, you've now outgrown. You may see old familiar outfits that are now unfashionable and outdated. Perhaps cast off clothes you thought you'd got rid of long ago, but they were here all along. Some of the junk in this room may belong to other people, not even you. I'm going to be quiet for a few moments to allow you to really take stock of this room. And as you do, you'll realise that you're really taking stock of yourself. And the junk in this room is junk that's been with you for a long, long time. Ideas about you that just aren't true. Some of them may be representative of negative thoughts and beliefs. Like, I can't do this, or I can't do that. There may be feelings here of inadequacy, not being good enough, leading to fears of failure, fears of rejection. Eventually, perhaps you came to believe that if you didn't try, you couldn't fail. Like many others before, you subconsciously gave up trying. I want you to work through this one yourself, knowing yourself. Deciding right now, while safely here in hypnosis, which thoughts and ideas have been holding you back. I'm just going to be quiet now for a moment or two and just allow yourself now in this special quiet time to identify any negative thought patterns and just throw them out. Throwing them out. Releasing any anxiety, just creating this wonderful state of peace and balance, is to begin to take stock of yourself and clear away all of the junk, all of the unwanted baggage, the garbage and the trash that you've been carrying around with you all this time. And as you symbolically gather up all these obstructions that have been stopping you from being the person you really are deep down, just gather them up right now, throw them out, remembering that anything useful to you that you'd like to keep can remain in your room, untouched. And you can begin to do this in your own special way. Perhaps you would like to have a bonfire and just burn them out of your life. Maybe you want to place them all into a big black sack and put them out of the house for the refuge collectors. Or maybe you'd like to examine each one of these negative beliefs, hold them up to the light, old film negatives, and just watch now as all of those old outdated beliefs about yourself just begin to fade away to nothing. Fading away to nothing. Fading away like a wisp of smoke, a mist over a lake. Fading away. Perhaps you could write them all down on a piece of paper, these negative thoughts, feelings, and tear them up now into tiny shreds. Remember, imagine the words written as leaves on the ground sweep into a big pile, allowing them to rot or turn into compost. And you use your own special method now, in your own special time, ridding yourself now of all those unwanted negatives. Doesn't matter how you do it, but you do it, one at a time. You get rid of all of those negatives now that have been holding you back in your life. Any of those outdated beliefs, any values that are no longer working for you. That's right. That's good. Satisfied to be rid of all that junk, that garbage from your past. That's right. Now it's time for a clean slate. Now it's time to start afresh. First of all, I want you to imagine that you are someone else who was born into the same family as you. That someone had all the same life expectations that you had. That someone was very like you, a very similar person to you, not exactly the same, but similar. And as you do this, I want you to begin to see the difference between you and that other person. And that difference is the thing that makes you special. That is your uniqueness, your individuality, your specialness. Begin to see all the times when you were an ingenious survivor. That's right. When you coped easily and effectively. When you saw the world through your own unique eyes. Just enjoy this specialness as you begin to see yourself now as a newborn baby. Just entering the world, this tiny bundle with a small nose and sleepy eyes, yawning in a way that only a baby can yawn, and you pick yourself up and you hold yourself close. That's right, this tiny baby that is you already has all these special qualities, that individuality, that uniqueness, that specialness. That baby is already you, and you really love yourself. I want you to hold yourself so close, telling yourself, I love myself. Love myself. Welcome that baby self now. Welcome her or him in. As your baby looks up at you, you be kind to yourself. Your appreciation for the special, unique individual that you are, holding fast. And make that commitment to yourself that you will always love yourself so that others can love you because you have all these special qualities that everybody adores. And you do love yourself, not in an egotistical way, but in this natural way, the way you deserve to be loved and respected. Special human being. You are special because you are you. You are you, and there is no one else in the whole world exactly like you. You are unique, you are one of a kind. You are unique, one of a kind, and a very special individual. And you begin to love and respect yourself. You are important as you begin to fill your life with things that make you happy. With humour and goodness, simplifying your life, writing down these things in your mind. What are the things that make you happy? The simple things in life. Clearing away the clutter now, feeling and filling the lives of everyone around you with the special and magical gift of your presence, your uniqueness, your specialness, and your charisma. So just make this commitment now to yourself in your own special way. So whilst I'm quiet again for a moment or two, whilst you make this commitment, I want you to watch your baby growing up into a special child. And as you do this, see yourself as a guardian now to your child's self, guiding your child, showing him or her the best paths to take in life. Because you have the experience to do this, having already lived through all the events that have shaped your life. And whenever your special child needs to learn a certain lesson in life, those points where the anxiety became worse and troubled you, things happened to you that were against what you would have wanted to happen, or how you could mix socially with other people, whatever your issues have been, and just make sure that you are there now to guide your child, and that you are showing them how to love, the correct way to love, like a loving guardian. Never putting your child down, never recriminating or belittling your special child. You're encouraging your special child, inspiring and loving yourself. And I want you to work through any one of your issues right now, one or two of your issues, whilst you're in your comfortable hypnotic state, knowing you can always return to guide your special child another day. Your child exactly what they needed to hear at the time. And hold them to you, give them what they were needing, make them feel better. Just bring your attention back to my voice. Listen carefully to what I have to say. It's a direct result of working through each one of your issues. You're becoming more and more the person that nature intended you to be. You are learning to love yourself, to guide yourself, to accept yourself as a wonderful, special, unique human being that you are. I wonder if you can allow a vision of yourself now to enter your mind. A vision of yourself feeling and acting and thinking in ways that are much more acceptable to you. Choosing an image of yourself doing, thinking or feeling something that you previously would have found difficult. And just see, feel or sense yourself doing, feeling, thinking, whatever you've chosen in this positive, balanced, peaceful way. In a way that you are now comfortable, seeing yourself with confidence, feeling comfortable in yourself, peaceful and balanced in yourself, because you are accepting yourself now as a wonderful, special, unique individual, realizing what your boundaries are, knowing when to say no, when to simplify your life. That's right. You are becoming much calmer now, much more relaxed, much more confident. You are loving and respecting yourself. You are respecting yourself and you respect others. You are loving and accepting yourself. That's right. Just feel that change again in your belly, your chest, and your mind, just checking in. Centering yourself, bringing a calm, deep, peaceful feeling into your body and your mind. New images of yourself, behaving and acting in new and positive ways. That's right. That's good. And in a moment, I'm going to bring these thoughts and feelings, this new positive image of yourself, back into the room with us. You have a clear image in your mind of your future self, how they are standing and looking and feeling, radiating out calmness, balance, because they are loving and accepting of themselves. More focused on the most important things in life. Happier times, more comfortable times. That's right. In a moment, I'm going to bring you back into the room. And you'll come up and have wonderful thoughts and feelings flowing through your body and your mind. And these calm and peaceful thoughts will remain with you after the session. And if you would prefer to keep sleeping, that is okay too. Carry on now into a deep, gentle, wonderful sleep, having dreams of wonderful states of mind, calm, relaxed places, calm.